USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A major New Year's Day storm is impacting weather for over 70 million Americans today. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain stretching from the Central Plains to northern New England. Meanwhile, Alabama, Georgia, North and South Carolina all dealing with the possibility of severe thunderstorms. New variants of a COVID-19 strain are being found across the country, the latest being Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC News they are not considering changing the dosing requirements and variants for the vaccine due to the new strain.
Right now, we're not doing that. But in discussions that we've had about what the options are, certainly that has not been completely rejected. But that's not going to happen right now. You have to remember that when you're doing things like administering vaccinations, you want to do it based on the science.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The state of Minnesota wants the George Floyd trial to be moved to June 7th to allow more time for coronavirus safety protocols to be put into place. The state says it's ready to start the trial on March 8th, but it wants to delay the trial for safety reasons. The attorney for one of the four officers charged in the case is objecting to the date change. When the pandemic first hit, 800 alcohol distilleries jumped into action to produce hand sanitizer to meet the rapid new demand. Now these distilleries, still hard hit from the pandemic, are facing $14,000 fines from the FDA. At issue here is a provision in the CARES Act that reformed regulation of non-prescription drugs. Under the revised law, distilleries that produce sanitizer have now been classified as over-the-counter drug monograph facilities. The CARES Act enacted user fees on these facilities to fund the FDA's regulatory activities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When it comes to your children or grandchildren's education under a Biden administration, one of the things we heard on the campaign trail from Joe Biden was that he will enact legislation to ensure that students can go to community college for up to 2 years without having to pay tuition. Biden adopting a proposal from Senator Bernie Sanders to make public colleges and universities tuition-free for all students whose family's income are below $125,000 and forgive $10,000 in student debt for all borrowers. When it comes to free college, like Biden is promising, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos reminds us,
free sounds great, except that somebody somewhere is going to pay for it. And when you think about the fact that 2 out of 3 Americans don't pursue a 4-year college, why should anybody be asked, any of them be asked to subsidize and pay for those who do choose it?
DeVos speaking there on Fox News. Former Pennsylvania governor and former USAG Dick Thornburgh has died. Thornburgh served 2 terms as governor starting in 1979, and then...
It's with great pleasure that I announce my intention to nominate former Governor Richard L. Thornburgh to serve as Attorney General.
President Ronald Reagan nominating him for U.S. Attorney General, a position he held under George H.W. Bush when he became president. Thornburgh passing away Thursday at the age of 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.